This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Virtual icebreakers that work in online calls and events. Real examples of what makes online icebreakers succeed or fall flat. In short, virtual icebreakers work when they lower the stakes, invite everyone equally, and take no more than 3 minutes. The best ones are specific and concrete, not open-ended. They do not need to be clever or elaborate to shift the energy in a room. A good virtual icebreaker gives people something real to respond to, not a question they have to perform an answer to. The format must match the group size. What works for 6 people will silence a room of 30. One failed icebreaker can raise the walls rather than lower them, and the cost carries through the whole meeting. Definition: virtual icebreakers are short, structured opening activities used in online calls and events to reduce social distance between participants, encourage early participation, and build enough comfort for productive conversation to follow. They typically take 2 to 5 minutes. What to watch for before the examples? Most people experience a virtual icebreaker as either working or not working, but they cannot say exactly why. I want to change that. Before you read the 5 scenarios below, here is what to pay attention to in each one. Watch for the moment the energy shifts. In every online meeting, there is a threshold between polite silence and actual human contact. A good icebreaker crosses it. A poor one leaves everyone stranded on the wrong side. Notice what the facilitator did or did not do to reach that threshold, and what it cost the group when they fell short. Watch the design, not just the delivery. The question itself matters as much as the person asking it. You will see this pattern: repeat specific prompts produce responses, vague prompts produce silence. Pay attention to why. Example 1. The question that opened a difficult room. A project manager was running the first online onboarding session for a new cross-functional team. 8 people from 4 departments, none of whom had met before. She opened with a single question. Tell us one thing in your immediate workspace right now that says something about you. Within 30 seconds, a software engineer held up a worn coffee mug with a faded logo from a 5K race he had run 6 years ago. A finance analyst pointed at a photo of her dog sleeping under her desk. A logistics coordinator laughed and turned his camera to show a wall entirely covered in sticky notes. The room, which had been formerly quiet, was suddenly light. What this reveals is precise. The question asked for something visible and physical, which meant no one had to search their memory or perform an interesting personality. The answer was already in the room. People shared without risk, and because the sharing was specific and small, it was easy to respond to. Connection followed naturally, without being demanded. Here is the truth of it: the best icebreakers do not ask people to be interesting. They ask people to be present. Example 2. The icebreaker that made things worse. A team leader opened a Monday morning check-in with 30 remote employees by asking everyone to share one word to describe how you're feeling today. He meant well. He wanted to acknowledge that people were human before diving into the quarterly numbers. The first person said good. The second said tired. The third said fine. By the 10th person, the room had settled into a low murmur of monosyllables, and the team leader looked increasingly uncertain. One senior team member, visibly uncomfortable, said overwhelmed and then added nothing else. The word sat in the silence for a moment before the leader moved quickly on. The whole exercise took 9 minutes and ended with the group feeling more self-conscious than connected. This is the example of virtual icebreakers failing, and it is worth sitting with. The question was too open and too personal for a group of 30 people who are not yet in a trusting relationship with each other. How are you feeling? Invites either performance or genuine vulnerability. Most people choose neither and offer a placeholder word instead. And when someone does offer something real, the format provides no way to acknowledge it properly. The cost was not just 9 wasted minutes. The team entered the actual meeting with a residue of mild awkwardness that took another 20 minutes to shake. If you want to understand why effective icebreakers for team meetings matter, this is it: a poor icebreaker is not neutral. It actively works against you. Example 3. The breakout room that saved a conference. An event host was running a half-day virtual leadership conference for 60 attendees from across an international organization. The main sessions were strong, but she noticed by the second hour that the chat was quiet and no one was turning on their cameras. The event felt like a broadcast, not a gathering. Before the third session, She paused and sent everyone into breakout rooms of four for 5 minutes, with a single prompt. Share the best piece of advice you ever received about working with people. Take turns. 1 minute each. She then played soft music in the background and kept a visible timer. The rooms buzzed. When participants returned to the main session, the chat was alive, cameras were on, and three people unmuted themselves to reference something they had heard in their breakout group. The rest of the conference had a different texture entirely. What changed was scale and structure. The original format asked 60 people to participate in a shared space, which meant most would never speak. The breakout method created 6 rooms of 4, where it was impossible not to participate. The prompt was specific enough to give people a starting point and broad enough to produce varied answers. For anyone thinking about how to host engaging virtual meetings, this scenario shows that the format of the icebreaker must match the room size. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Example 4. The new hire who was never welcomed. A new hire joined a remote team of 7 during a period of high workload. Our first team meeting began immediately with a project status update. There was no introduction beyond the team leader saying, "We have Maya joining us today. She will be picking things up as she goes." Maya smiled at her camera. No one looked up from their notes. Over the next 3 weeks, she participated minimally, asked questions only by private message, and told a friend she felt like she was watching the team through glass. It was only in her 4th week when a colleague ran a casual Friday session and asked each person to share their most memorable first job that Mar finally laughed genuinely with her colleagues for the first time. The conversation that followed lasted 40 minutes. This example shows a specific cost that is easy to underestimate. The absence of a virtual icebreaker at onboarding did not just delay connection. It actively created a pattern of disconnection that required a month to reverse. In remote work environments where proximity cues and corridor conversations do not exist, a deliberate opening moment is not optional. It is the only mechanism you have for making someone feel seen. The principles behind how to maintain connection in remote work environments apply from the very first call. Example 5. The poll that cut through silence. A facilitator was running a 90-minute virtual strategy workshop for a team that rarely spoke in online settings. She had tried verbal icebreakers before, and they consistently produced awkward silences. This time, she launched the session by sharing a simple poll on screen. Which best describes your energy level right now? A firing on all cylinders. Be steady and focused. C running on coffee. D send help. 40 seconds later, the results appeared. 30% had selected running on coffee and 20% had chosen send help. Laughter broke out on unmuted microphones. The facilitator said, "Right then, let us get through this efficiently for the 50% of us who are held together by caffeine." The session began with warmth and moved faster than any previous meeting had. What made this work was that it required nothing from the participants except a click, which meant even the most reticent person in the room could participate without risk. The humor was built into the options, not dependent on anyone performing wit, and the facilitator's callback to the results showed she was paying attention, which created trust immediately. Understanding how humor can ease workplace tension when used right is central to designing icebreakers like this one. The patterns these scenarios reveal. Set the 5 examples side by side, and 3 things become clear. First, specificity is the engine. Every icebreaker that worked, whether a physical object, a piece of advice, a poll option, or a first job story, gave people something concrete to respond to. Every icebreaker that failed offered a vague or emotionally large question that left participants with nothing to hold on to. This is not a personality issue. It is a design issue. Second, format must follow group size. What opens a room of 6 can silence a room of 60. The breakout method in example 3 worked precisely because it removed the paralysis of the large group format. Designing virtual icebreakers without accounting for participant numbers is one of the most consistent mistakes I see in remote meeting culture. Third, the first few seconds after an icebreaker matter as much as the icebreaker itself. In example 2, when a team member said overwhelmed and it was met with a rush to move on, the damage was done. In example 5, when the facilitator called back to the poll results, the trust compounded. The icebreaker is not the end of the ritual, it is the beginning. How you respond to what people share determines whether they share again. This is core to the kind of best practices for virtual meeting communication that actually change meeting culture over time. Putting this to use in your next online meeting. Here is what these examples mean for you in practical terms. Before your next virtual call or event, ask yourself 3 questions. First, is my opening question specific enough for someone to answer in 10 seconds without preparation? If the answer is no, it is too vague. Narrow it to something visible, recent, or contained. Second, does my format match my group size? If you have more than 10 participants, a verbal round robin will not serve you. Consider a chat response, a poll, or a breakout room with a timed prompt. The structure is what makes participation feel safe rather than exposed. Third, do I have a plan for what I will do with what people share? The worst icebreaker moment I have witnessed was not a bad question. It was a good answer that was ignored. If someone shares something real, acknowledge it briefly before moving on. That acknowledgement is what turns a warm-up exercise into the foundation for remote team synergy built over time. Building consistent opening rituals is not complicated, but it requires intention. If you want a system that your team can rely on week after week, consider how communication routines for remote teams can turn a one-off icebreaker into a regular practice that people look forward to. The most effective virtual icebreakers work are not the most creative ones. They are the most considered ones designed for the specific room, the specific group, and the specific moment. Start there, and start small. A single good question, asked with genuine curiosity, is worth more than a dozen elaborate warm-up games that leave people wondering when the real meeting begins. Frequently asked questions. What makes virtual icebreakers work in online meetings? Virtual icebreakers work when they are low stakes, specific, and short. They need to invite everyone equally without putting anyone on the spot. The best ones give people something concrete to respond to, not an open-ended question that creates silence. How long should virtual icebreakers take in an online call? 2 to 4 minutes is the practical range for most online meetings. Any shorter and the icebreaker feels rushed and perfunctory. Any longer and participants start checking their phones. The goal is to shift the energy in the room, not to fill time. Why do some virtual icebreakers fall flat in remote teams? They fall flat when they feel forced, irrelevant, or like a test. Questions that are too personal make people shut down. Questions that are too vague produce one-word answers. The icebreaker must match the trust level of the group at that moment. Can virtual icebreakers work for large online events? Yes, but the method must change. Large events need structured formats, polls, chat-based responses, or breakout rooms with a clear prompt. Open-ended verbal icebreakers fail above 10 participants because most people never get to speak and disengage quickly. How do virtual icebreakers help remote team connection? They create a brief moment of shared humanity before work begins. When people hear something small and real about a colleague, the conversation that follows feels less transactional. Over time, consistent icebreakers build a rhythm of connection that sustains remote relationships. What types of questions work best as virtual icebreakers? Specific, low-stakes questions with a concrete framework best. Ask about something visible, nearby, or recently experienced. Avoid questions about opinions, politics, or feelings. The more specific and contained the prompt, the easier it is for every person in the room to answer without anxiety. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.